listening in, and perhaps working in your home, as a lot of workers and work can be done that way. And so from MarketWatch.com comes a story, and it's a story that's actually dealing with an analyst who works for Deutsche Bank. So I don't know if this is focused perhaps on the home headquarters of Deutsche Bank in Germany, although it is global as far as Deutsche Bank is concerned. But so the analyst is asking, should working from home be taxed? Subheadlined, are people who work from home shirking their responsibilities to infrastructure that was already built?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure shirking responsibilities is a proper way to put it, but it was an eye-catching headline. Made me click to see, well, what's going on here?
Well, what about using the home as an office? I mean, maybe they should get a tax break rather than be taxed for not being at work.
Yeah, setting up your home office and working from there. Well, this guy's name is Luke Templeman, and he says, the sudden shift to work from home means that for the first time in history, a big chunk of people have disconnected themselves from the face-to-face world, yet are still leading their full economic lives. Remote workers are contributing less to the infrastructure of the economy and still receiving its benefits. For example, as he says, the benefits from working at home offer many opportunities for you to enjoy convenience and flexibility. For some, there's downsides, such as that social interaction that you're suddenly not getting.
I don't have to dress up.
Well, that's one of the things he says. However, this goes back to the infrastructure of the economy, where you're no longer traveling as much. You're not having to worry about your presentation, clothing, grooming, and such. Another ancillary factor is that means that you are not spending as much on the infrastructure of the economy that you had been, and we are hurting. And how do you make up for that hurt? Again, Luke Templeman says, you need to work from home tax.
All right.
That's what he says. Again, the cost and the benefits, he says, that workers are getting, he says, a free ride in some cases. That economic ills are now being exposed by this migration of roughly half the workforce to their living rooms rather than offices.
Yeah, some of those people may be forced to be working reduced hours. They may have taken cuts in pay. I mean, there are a lot of variables this guy isn't looking at.
Aren't right. there? Well, when you're trying to promote what you think.
You leave those variables.
Mm-hmm. You leave those out.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You don't let other people talk about it. And Templeton envisions it being paid by employers who choose to economize by asking their workers to stay home. It's okay if an employee is going to do that. That's what he is saying.
Well, the employers, though, their business may be taking quite a hit during this pandemic. This guy just doesn't look at the big picture. I'm sorry.
Well, again, he's looking at his picture.
Yeah, right.
He says it would not apply to the self-employed and those on low incomes. He says, when people are asked to stay home for a public health emergency or other reasons, there need to be ways that we can help those who were hurting in the first place because they were in a low-wage situation or maybe having to deal with other issues at home that still is going to make them economically disadvantaged.
So he does have a heart after all, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Now, he does, as I said, this is from Deutsche Bank. And he does say this. So the question would be, so what's the tax going to be? He offers an explanation. Again, analysis for Deutsche Bank. Luke Templeton says a work-from-home tax might work this way. Say from the U.S.'s standpoint, he says, if we assume the average salary of a person who chooses to work from home is, he says, say around $50,000. A tax of 5% works out to just over $10 per working day. That is roughly the amount an office worker might spend on commuting, on lunch, laundry, and other things that might affect his day. A tax at this rate, he says, would leave them no worse off than if they had chosen to go into the office in the first place.
Uh-huh.
$10 a day. Yeah. That, again, is what Mr. Templeton writes. He calculates it could raise about $48 billion per year, proposes to give grants of $1,500 to the 29 million workers who cannot do their jobs from home and make less than $30,000 a year, people who assumed the risks against their health by having to go into the office and are considered essential, even though their wages might not be the type that yeah. others are earning.
All right. So is he saying that people who were already working from home before the pandemic hit were cheating? Because there was a significant amount of people that were already working
that
from home.
Yeah, that just, and when this happened, it was like, yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm guessing he's probably talking about all the new workers. Not specifically spelled out that way. I'm just making an assumption that that's probably
well. There's
what he's
no doubt
about.
That things are going have changed, and probably mm-hmm. the business model and economic models that we've been using for the past 50 or 60 years, they're going to change.
I had to take care of something for a minute, but I missed. Yeah, the other thing you may be overlooking, if you didn't mention it, is some of the employers had additional costs to equip people to work from home, or individuals working from home on their own had to buy additional equipment for their home to work from home. So
yeah, well, I bet you a lot of people had. What? Think about it this way: the industry that creates that makes sweatpants. Come on now, sweatpants are usage are on the rise.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
All right. So maybe dress pants aren't being bought up as much, but sweatpants, yes.
And when it comes to infrastructure, if we look at some of what we talk about and think about mostly, I would say is transportation and quality of roads. Well, if people aren't traveling as much on our roads, perhaps
we don't have to fix them as much.
Yeah. Plus, you're not spending money for gas.
My guess is you might be able to find arguments on both sides where maybe it comes out to be a wash almost.
Right.
I mean, is it really necessary to tax when you take all the other considerations into it to work from home in the first place?
Well, and the carbon footprint also is falling too because it's not as many people on the roads.
Mm-hmm. You wonder what's going
on that way,
yeah.
The money that's being saved there.
Well,
see, I know.
Again, it's,
I understand what he's saying, but it's I don't know how you would even go about that.
Yeah, well, taxing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how you go about that.
Sounds like a guy never met a tax he didn't like.
A strategist with Deutsche Bank, Luke Templeman is his name.
Do you have his email address by any chance?